The name of this piece, He Is So Far Away You Can Hardly See Him, is a reference to a title in a 1921 Buster Keaton film called Hard Luck. When near the end of the picture, his misadventures land him at a posh country club trying to impress the girl he loves, he mounts the high dive at the swimming pool. The following 3 minutes, the final scene of the film, have been lost. We have only Keaton's description of what happened next to complete the film. Keaton walks to the end of the board and springs into the air. He misses the swimming pool, creating a crater in the adjacent ground. Bathers rush to the edge of the crater and a title reads, He is so far away, you can hardly see him. Another title follows, which reads, Years Later, and Keaton emerges from the crater with a Chinese wife and 2 Chinese children in tow. It is interesting to note that Kim Cohen's own wife is Korean, thus the Kim in his hyphenated surname, creating a personal connection to the scene of Caucasian-Asian marriage, a scene that, according to Keaton, got the biggest laugh of anything he'd ever done. Seth Kim Cohen.
There have been so many occasions in my life where I've done something totally inept or been the victim of somebody else's ineptitude and found myself just thinking, I am Buster Keaton.
In He Is So Far Away You Can Hardly See Him, gallery patrons will be asked to punch in using an old-fashioned time clock as they enter the gallery through a curtained doorway. The entrance will give way to a short corridor, only 4 or 5 feet long, with another curtained doorway at the opposite end leading into the gallery. As patrons pass through the second curtain into the gallery, they will be asked to punch their time cards again. The elapsed time from the first clock to the second will be all of 10 or 15 seconds, but the time on the cards will indicate that 3 minutes have elapsed.
Clock time is such a reduction of what time really is and what it feels like.
Seth Kim Cohen.
I was reading recently this academic journal called Cognitive Science, and there was this article called With the Future Behind Them, Convergent Evidence from Aymara Language and Gesture in the Cross-Linguistic Comparison of Spatial Construals of Time, which basically is about this tribe in the Andes called the Aymara, and they think of time very differently than pretty much everyone else in the rest of the world. They think of the future as being behind them because they can't see it. They can't see the future. And the past is actually in front of them because they can see what happened in the past. They can, you know, they were there, they witnessed it or whatever.
At this point in Kim Cohen's piece, a short black and white newsreel type film will flicker to life, explaining that during the 3 minutes the gallery patrons were in the corridor, Kim Cohen achieved what many had considered to be an impossible aesthetic achievement. In a brief, nearly silent, minimal performance, he had captured both pure beauty and uncontestable truth, uniting for a split second all the senses, the heart, and the intellect. Christoph Cox.
Richard Wagner famously had the idea of the Gesamtkunstwerk, the total work of art. Here you have a set of works that could potentially be a kind of Gesamtkunstwerk, that is, they engage the auditory, the visual, but we have them only in their absence. You have all of these works, but you don't have them at all.
This concludes the audio tour. Upon exiting the gallery, please remember to return your audio player to the attendant.